Welcome to Geeks On, a show created by geeks for geeks, covering topics that geeks like to talk about. This week, it's Geeks On 2007. We discuss what we're excited about in the upcoming year. For more information about the news and links we talk about on the show, go to our website at www.geekson.com.
Hello, my geek geeks.
It's time for another episode of Geeks On.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Is that too announcery?
No, that kind of sounded like a... What was that video game? It was like you were in a game show.
Oh, you don't know Jack.
No. You ran around and you grabbed prizes.
Big money. Big prizes. Yeah. I love it.
That was...
What was that?
That was... It's like Robotron, but...
It's like Robotron, but with game show...
You know what
I remember this now.
It was like something Massacre or...
Smash TV.
Smash TV.
No, I do remember that, Smash TV.
I loved that announcer.
I think you can download that on Xbox Live.
You can, I think.
Yeah, Smash TV.
Yeah, really? I didn't like the game so much, but I love the announcer.
Yeah, me too.
It's no Robotron.
We got talking about Cyberball yesterday when we went over. We came over to Aaron's house to game, mm-hmm. and I went and looked it up to see whether or not anybody was bringing it back. Mm-hmm. And there are whole societies devoted to Cyberball.
Sega, right? It's a Sega game?
It's a Sega game. It was, you know, welcome to Cyberball. It was a football game played by robots, right. And if you didn't get it over the
bomb.
You know, 10 yards, it would blow up, which I thought was brilliant. I played it
incessantly. Upgrading
your robots, making it faster. It was brilliant. But there are fantasy Cyberball leagues.
How do you run that?
I don't know. I mean, I was at there are hundreds of websites devoted to Cyberball. I was stunned.
I love our little geek kingdom. I do.
I was amazed.
To thee, our many people in geekdom.
Yes.
Some of you geeks out there, and I'm looking in the mirror, have some hell of a free time out there. The guy who we were just looking at, the guy who made the website, who has every single kill that Jack Bauer has made from season one to this date with the video clip.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean,
we're gonna put up a link to that, right?
So how does Jack
with the video clip and the actual frame where the person dies
and the method of death
how does
Jack Bauer rate in the sort of Idi Amin Charles Manson scheme of things? How many people has Jack Bauer killed?
Oh, I don't know. I should do a quick count, but that boy is...
He's some killer.
The big comparison I always hear is between who's a bigger badass, the guy from 24 or the guy from The Shield. And I've heard endless debates on the matter.
That's a weird comparison, though.
Jack Bauer would kick his ass.
Yeah, but Jack Bauer's
a
superhero.
There's another school of thought that really doesn't think so.
But Jack Bauer's a superhero, and that's why it doesn't fit in the world.
It's
kind of bizarre.
It's another one of those verses, you know.
And I don't like that. I don't like that verses.
Aaron's not going with that verses.
Now, if you told me Jack Bauer versus who's the guy from Die Hard,
Bruce Willis?
The character name.
Oh, McClane.
John McClane.
John McClane.
That would be a better versus. You know what?
I think McClane would kick his ass.
Who do you think would win, John McClane or John McCain?
I think Shirley MacLaine would come in for this prize victory.
You guys are out of control. Okay, how was your guys' geek week? We had a pretty good geek week.
We had a pretty damn good geek week.
I have been inundated in the realm of downloadable video games for the past 5 days. I've been checking out if there's a downloadable video game out there, I've played it.
I've been downloading video games, strangely enough, onto my new Xbox 360.
Welcome to the party, Matt.
I love the party. The party is good.
What games have you been playing on the Xbox 360?
I've been playing Gears of War with you, Aaron.
You finished it.
I finished Gears of War.
I finished it partially for the second
time. You don't write. You don't call. You just go straight to Aaron, the guy who's already beaten it. I'll just sit in my apartment all alone. That's fine.
I thought you already gave it back to Peter.
Yeah, didn't you have to give it back to Peter?
Yeah,
no, I never gave it back to
never
Peter.
Never worked out.
Oh.
I just sat on it.
Huh.
It may hatch soon.
How did that happen, Don?
I don't know. Funny that. I strongly encouraged him to go skiing instead.
Peter wanted his Xbox 360 back, but somehow...
Did you like Gears of War? You didn't play through the whole thing, though, co-op, did you?
No, I played through, like, the last two-thirds.
Okay.
Co-op. So right after the big tank scene with the flying birds that are straight out of Vin Diesel's movie.
Oh, okay.
Pitch Black.
Yeah. Yeah, pitch black.
That game, while cool, steals from every single movie known to man.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've even admitted that they just wanted to take all the action movies that they loved and put in a video game.
Right in one. Yeah. It was crazy.
It's fun, though, huh?
Yeah.
Online's fun.
The online's awesome, except, as always, first-person shooters are completely open to guys who find one technique and can just do that one technique over and over.
Fighting games are like that.
But Matt, you do have a tendency to use one technique over and over and over, and then the people compensate by killing you using one technique over and over. And then you complain about them using the one technique, which always beats up your one technique.
True. But then there's the
how dare you jump and throw me every time I do a fireball Hyruken, every single time I do it, over and over. You always use one move.
Ooh, smack.
Don, there are entire web pages devoted to hating that one move. Anyway.
The fireball Hyruken?
No. The jump and throw and Street Fighter, which Don
and
I will
all
fight
written
about
by people who do fireball Hyrukens.
Yeah, okay. That's
all right, fine. What other video games did you do?
Rainbow Six, of course.
Great game.
You got to get your Xbox 360 back.
No.
Or you got to get your Rainbow Six and we got to
play.
Yeah,
but you don't like playing any online games.
Well, I'm waiting for some non-first person shooter ones.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe when they make them, I'll play them.
But, like, what type of game are you looking for?
Anything that's not a first-person shooter.
Well, Gears of War is a third-person shooter.
Oh, I revel in the variety.
I'm just saying. It's third person, not first.
How about, like, Populous? How about, like, a new Populous for the new
age? You want, like, StarCraft?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Go rent Battle for Middle Earth. I'll play that with you.
I have been trying to rent that from that same damn Blockbuster for
never
weeks.
Never in.
It is never in.
Never in.
They have one copy, and I think
Gamefly.
Somebody just stole
it. Try Gamefly.
Yeah, I guess I have to buckle under and finally do it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Don't worry, Don. I'm not going to be looking for my Xbox 360 anytime soon.
He's got too much work to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
We also played a lot of board games.
Yes.
We played a ton of board games. That was a lot of fun.
What did we play, Peter?
Oh, we played Kalos.
Was great. Was fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you for spotting me in the final moves.
And then we played the Pirates game.
Pirates Cove by Pirates Cove. Days of Wonder, which is a big random dice fest, but a blast to play.
Yeah.
Still love that game.
Yep.
I played Arkham Horror with the Dunwich Horror expansion and the Pharaoh's Exhibit expansion.
Which I have, but have not played yet.
So, Don, how long did the game go when you played it?
Same length.
Like 3 hours?
Yeah, about 3 hours.
Okay.
So I mean, it's...
Or more.
No, because it has a built-in timer. So if people know what they're doing, if people have played before, it's going to max out at about 3 hours.
Okay.
If people are slow and don't know, you know, if there are people who are ambivalent about moves and take forever, then the game slows down. But that's true of Monopoly, you know?
Yeah.
Right. We'll have to play with you since you know you've played it so many times, I think.
Yeah.
I just need to play it like two more times in order to just get the rules down because it's a really kind of...
The rules are actually pretty straight up, really simple once you've done it. You know, if you've played it, it's no problem. You get it.
Yeah, maybe.
But,
it's a little crunchy in certain spots to me. It's like, you know, look at that corner, left-hand corner of this chip to see which moves where and a little funky. Not as...
I don't think I understand what you mean.
And that's the great thing about Kalos is it's so simple and has no, like, detailed rules or...
No, I think Kalos is very... There's no, like, looking on the corner of a chip to find a symbol and then looking up to see, you know what I mean? Like,
I think I understand what you're talking about now, and frankly, it never occurred to me until you mentioned it just now that you had to do that. We'll try it again sometime.
Yeah.
I'm
just glad you guys explained Kalos in a reasonable fashion because... I read those rules and it can. Woof.
The rules.
Did you like Kalos?
I did.
I'm surprised.
I did.
Okay, because it has that same kind of Settlers of Catan quality.
It
that you
does.
Hate.
It's
it
super
does.
Euro.
It's.
I mean,
super
that's one of the
Euro.
Hardcore Euro games out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, it is really in a certain way like Starfleet Battles, the castle building game, which drives me nuts.
Come on.
It's not
a war game at all.
It is
it's
allocation of resources, screwing up somebody else, and then all the action happens in one turn. Which is exactly the format
for Starfleet
Battles.
Okay, that is a very loose connection. Anyone who would compare Kalos to Starfleet Battles...
One's a little tenuous.
But it's it's an allocation game.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
I understand what
allocation,
it means.
Allocation, I'll agree with you. Yes, it's absolutely a...
Starfleet Battles.
A plan three moves ahead what you're going to do three turns from now, you know?
But in Kalos, I don't think that... I mean, you are still kind of... cycling around one at a time, picking your moves.
Yeah.
They just all happen at once. Whereas in Starfleet Battles, you pick everything all at once without knowing what the other person's
going to
do.
So the game is Kalis. When it first came out, it was sold out in every game store in the world. But now there should be copies at a game store near you.
It's a great game.
Get it.
All right, well, should we move on to our news? Let's do that.
We should.
Excellent. Cue the music. Fantastic. I love that every time.
All right.
Who's starting?
I will.
Geek news.
Geek news. Sounds like Peter Jackson may not be doing The Hobbit with...
Damn it.
New Line. New Line co-chairman Bob Shea...
Well, first of all, it never has been a New Line project.
No, but New Line's been trying to get a hold of it, trying to do a, you know, some sort of a deal, right? Yeah. Said that Jackson will never make another movie for the studio and said the filmmaker just wants more money. Quote, "I don't care about Peter Jackson anymore. He wants to have another $100 million or $50 million, whatever he's suing us for. He doesn't want to sit down and just talk about it. He thinks that we owe him something, and we've paid him over $250 million. Cheers, Peter." Okay. In response, Jackson issued a statement Tuesday that did not attack Shea, but claimed to clarify, but aimed at clarifying his issue with New Line. Jackson said the lawsuit stems from the studio's refusal to account for financial anomalies that surfaced from a partial audit of the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring, and that it has denied his repeated requests to audit the Two Towers and the Return of the King. So,
right.
Interesting little war going on. You know, I would think I wouldn't want to get in a big fight with one of the biggest directors in the world. You know?
Well, as opposed to one of the biggest studios.
If you've got the money, you can always get the next big director.
Yeah. A studio is going to last longer than a director.
I don't know. I mean, frankly, Spielberg, you know, would not be someone I would want.
But Spielberg's different than Peter Jackson's a flea compared to Spielberg. Spielberg owns studios.
Yes,
well, and that's why Spielberg ran off and made his own studio. So
he had to.
Right, but you know, Peter Jackson is relatively a newcomer compared to Steven Spielberg, and he certainly is heading in that direction. I mean, you know,
I would say that three good movies does not a Spielberg make.
Okay. Three good movies.
Have you seen Jackson's other movies?
Excuse me.
Well, King Kong was good.
King Kong was okay. But some of his other movies are horrid.
No.
Meet the Feebles?
A lot of his stuff is quite good.
All right.
But let me just say...
What's the Australian zombie movie?
Oh, crap. He filmed in the exact same place when he was doing the Helm's Deep thing. It's gone. It's not going to happen.
Look, damn it.
You're right. Three movies does not a Spielberg make.
Right.
Spielberg makes Spielberg. There's no way to compare...
You can't
say anyone's Spielberg except for Spielberg.
And Lucas.
But that wasn't my point. Right. I wasn't saying he is Spielberg.
I'd say Lucas is Spielberg.
I'm saying he's up there as one of the top directors out there at this point, and he's heading in that direction.
Alfred Hitchcock is Spielberg.
Alfred Hitchcock is definitely Spielberg.
Yeah, definitely.
Lucas is Spielberg.
Cecil B. DeMille is Spielberg.
There you go.
And think about it this way. You've never seen them in the same place at the same time.
No.
It's true. I have not. Well, Lucas, I have.
Moving on. while we may not have Peter Jackson associated with The Hobbit, we do, however, have Sam Raimi now associated with We Free Men. We Free Men is a very, very top-selling... It won a major children's award in England by Terry Pratchett, consisting of the adventures of Tiffany Aching as she discovers that, against all odds, she is a witch. And she goes off and she begins her education in the ways of witchcraft. So it's sort of Terry Pratchett's answer to Harry Potter, a little bit.
Ooh.
And currently they're on book 3 of a 4-part series.
Love it.
And you think because he makes 3 Spider-Man movies, he's all this shit? He's no Steven Spielberg.
Sam Raimi, not Spielberg.
Pass the trank gun, please.
Yes.
Aaron will have some quiet time now.
So Sam Raimi is going to start from book 1 and move on, or how?
No, they're making the first movie. The first book stands entirely on its own.
Okay,
it's its own thing. I have read it, and I highly recommend it to anyone who just likes good books. The only reason why it's a children's book is because most of the Discworld books are kind of vaguely raunchy, maybe with some off-color comments here
and
there.
Which is ridiculous, because I really think the Discworld books are marvelous for any age.
Yeah, I agree. But the Tiffany Aching books are much more specifically clean.
Cleaner.
And that's really the only reason why they're technically family books.
Aha.
You know?
Just because they're clean, they're considered children's books? In a way?
What rating was Star Wars before they showed the dead bodies of Beru and Uncle Owen?
G.
Thank you.
That's right. We played Star Wars, the DVD trivia
game.
And found out that we didn't even watch the first episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
We don't know shit about those movies.
We apparently will not be doing a Star Wars episode anytime soon.
No. It was not my favorite game, to be honest.
Yeah,
hey.
I couldn't tell, Peter.
Hey, Kit Fisto.
Okay, obscure references done now.
Okay.
But Sam Raimi owning We Free Men.
We'll see.
It's a great match. The only person I could think of that might do better would be Terry Gilliam, but I want Terry Gilliam to do everything weird from now on. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So, the English are now the Jekyll and Hydes of the stem cell world. They're actually considered the best stem cell researchers in the world right now, is in the UK. And they've come up with a sort of Dr. Jekyll development, which is that they found a way to get stem cells, specifically embryonic stem cells, from placental tissue. So this breaks down everything. The placenta is discarded. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. We have a lot of pro-life activists who are saying this is fantastic, a lot saying you shouldn't investigate it no matter what, but it's a wonderful thing. On the other side of the coin, a bunch of new British researchers have been working on creating human and animal hybrids.
Yes!
Oh,
yeah.
And a lot of people are getting freaked out, and right now it's going to Parliament to see whether or not they shut it down completely. And the worry is that this is closing out a method of shutting down the British supremacy at stem cell research, because Korea and China are saying, all right, animal-human hybrids, let's go, let's investigate.
They already have tiger men over there.
Let's see. We are not.
What was the,
are we not men?
What was the book where there's like a whole gang of guys who have like tiger teeth and stuff?
There's Cyberpunk, where you have a lot of those.
There's
things.
Island of Dr. Moreau. There's
right.
Batman.
It was a Cyberpunk.
Forever.
It was a Cyberpunk.
Or Batman Beyond.
There's a Cyberpunk book where you build, you biosculpt yourself to look like lions.
There's
tigers,
Teenage
and
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
You know, the concept of incorporating animal parts into human beings is a really old one. I mean,
yeah.
Let's go right back to the werewolves.
But this was like a street gang who all had it, I think. And
yeah,
I
that's straight out Cyberpunk. That's out of the Night City expansion book in Cyberpunk.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's also
right.
Batman Beyond, you know?
Hmm. Yep. I have a little short one here. Apparently, the creators of Lost have decided that they want to announce that there will be an end date.
Ooh.
And that's all they've said. Oh. They have not actually said an end date. So, of course, the wildfire on the internet is Lost is being canceled. That is not the case.
That is complete bullcrap.
I mean, it might be canceled later on, but really what they – I think – the idea is that people are worried that the writers are stringing us all along.
Yeah.
There is no end. They're just writing weirdness for weirdness' sake, and this has no actual...
It's going to be like the X-Files again.
Exactly. That's the fact they mentioned that. They said the X-Files was 2 or 3 seasons longer than it needed to be. They should have had an end point. And so what they've decided to do is that they're going to announce here in the future, I don't know how far in the future...
They're saying, we have a clue.
That the series will end on a certain day.
2 days after the 5th season.
Right. Probably.
Yeah.
It will probably be 5 years, the 5th season. But
fifth season.
They want to make that
announcement.
5 seasons
seems to be a very healthy run to me.
I think so. I think...
Like, 4 seasons is enough for solid storyline, 1 season for wrap-up, you know, and...
How long has Smallville been going on? Because
7 now. Now it's getting really dumb.
They have come off... the rails, the track, they've hit the water, they've hit the air, they're launched out into outer space.
Yep.
This show is completely fucked now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I loved Smallville a lot. And I've been watching, I've actually been getting the DVDs along with getting BSG and Lost. And now I've been watching these promos for, you know, like they've got the JLA together and they're getting Green Arrow.
Actually,
and
that's in the promos, but they haven't.
It doesn't happen?
Green Lantern's in there.
Okay.
Or Green Arrow's in there. But they haven't, and I've seen the promo where they're all walking.
They're all walking together.
But they're not, it hasn't happened. I mean, I don't know where they're getting that from.
So it's a promo. It hasn't happened yet.
Right, but I think what they're promoing is that these people show up individually every once in a while. Like Flash, last season, showed up. He's like a little boy.
Right.
He was a runaway, and he just runs around the world and just punk. He's like a little punk. And, you know, they keep doing that. Aquaman showed up.
It's driving me batty.
But that's not the worst of it. This season has completely... completely flown off.
I tried to get back into it. I watched like a season premiere, I think, where he's stuck in the Phantom Zone, and I got bored. And lost
that's the best part.
Minutes.
That's where I ended.
Really?
That's the best part.
I was so bored.
That's where I. Well, I mean, Smallville was doing really well for a while, and now it's
sucky.
Yep. Oh, shame, shame, shame. All right, Peter.
From Bears to Bullets. I don't know if anyone ever noticed this guy, but there's a guy named Troy. Boy, this is a really odd last name.
Just call him Master Chief.
Hurtbees.
Wait, Hurtbees?
Troy Hurtbees.
I love bees?
No, no. Hurtbees. He likes to hurt the bees. He's the opposite of I love bees. He hates the bees.
This could be the beginning. A hint.
All
right, keep going, Peter.
It's not, maybe it is a hint, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Anyway, the story basically is, I don't know if anyone ever saw this guy on the news a couple years back, but he created a bear suit. It was a suit that was this big, bulky suit so that he could go and be around grizzly bears and not get his head ripped off. And
isn't there a Labatt Blue commercial where a bear, where a guy in a bear suit does this and he gets his ass, they do martial arts with
yeah,
a bear?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's him.
That's him? All right.
It's not Labatt Blue. It's
a salmon commercial.
Salmon commercial. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, one of the things that he did that made him famous was he took his bear suit, stood in front of a car, and got hit by a car, and was able to get up and was fine. Okay.
Well, why didn't he make a car suit? I mean, if he's going against cars.
You'll have to ask him yourself.
I get your point.
Dodge the car.
Well, anyway, he's decided to make a slimmer suit and make it for soldiers. And it looks, as Aaron has pointed out earlier to me before we started, it looks like the Halo Master Chief suit. I'm going to pass it around. It's pretty intense looking.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's the first ballistic full exoskeleton body suit of armor. Okay.
And it is an exoskeleton.
There is a partial exoskeleton suit of armor suit that's going into production.
What makes it an exoskeleton? That it's actually connected?
Well, exoskeleton would mean that it would enhance and defend.
Okay, well, any armor.
But enhance your strength, and it would have shock absorbers in it.
The suit has stood up to bullets from high-powered weapons, including an elephant gun.
Whoa.
He should have made this look like an elephant.
He was not.
An elephant suit.
Hurtbees wore his suit, helmet and all, on a four-hour drive down south, partly as a way of making sure it would be comfortable enough in the field. Even sitting on his armored butt cheeks, he said he was fine.
He was also worried about rednecks.
It's pretty.
As he drove, he was delighted to be pulled over by an apprehensive OPP officer who he gave a close look at the suit. Once he established that he could see just fine in the helmet and that the guns attached to the magnetic holsters were just props, he was free to continue his trip.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how scared that cop must have been?
That's a cop who deserves a medal for trying to
for not shooting the car 19 times.
Freaking RoboCop steps out of the car.
Built into the forearms.
Drop it.
It's got a lot of things in it, but among the things built into it, the forearms have a small recording device, a pepper spray gun, a detachable transponder that can be swallowed in case of trouble. In the helmet, there's a solar-powered fresh air system and a drinking tube attached to a canteen in the small of the back. And a laser pointer mounted in the middle of the forehead is ready to point at snipers. So basically, this guy can walk out when there's sniper fire and you don't know where it's coming from. Just walk out and just get shot from every fucking direction and then just point with this thing to where the sniper is so that then everyone can take him out, take out the snipers.
Hmm. It's Does it have Cortana in it? The downloadable?
Oh, yeah, Cortana.
You know? I don't know. But the
That's
whole
next.
Suit comes in at 18 kilograms. It covers everything but the
That's
fingertips.
It.
Yep. And the major Whoa. Joints, and could be mass produced for $2,000. He says,
"Whoa,
that's
I guarantee you, if the government makes that exact suit, that will be $500,000 suit.
I'm sure.
I guarantee.
You're probably right, which is why they should hire him to do it.
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty intense.
Well, that's why they did. You remember the whole dragon skin armor thing?
Dragon skin?
Well, they were finding that our soldiers were not outfitted correctly in the field.
Yeah.
And so guys were buying their own armor, and they started buying this one armor brand called Dragon Skin.
Oh, really?
Which they, you know, it was lighter, it was stronger, it was all these different things. And the federal government looked at it and said, no, 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 no. it doesn't have this, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have this. And what they were basically saying was, it isn't bulky, it doesn't obstruct your movement, and it's not done by one of our contractors, so you can't have it. And they took it all away from them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that was blocked. I remember that. They tried to take it away.
Oh, they did? Oh, they tried to take it away?
They tried to take it away, and then I think a couple of senators stepped in and actually said
yeah, and not only that, but try to take the armor off a soldier getting shot at.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Find the guy who's going to actually take that armor off my body, asshole.
Yeah.
Pass a law, fly out to Iraq, and take it off my body, douchebag.
That was part of it. I mean, it was such an easy political win for those senators that, you know.
Yeah. All right, so by 2100, there are scientists who are now predicting that redheads will be extinct. There will be no more redheads.
Why is that, Matt?
Well, what this is saying is the Oxford Hair Foundation, all right, the number of natural redheads everywhere will continue to dwindle until there are none left by the year 2100. The reason, according to scientists at the Independent Institute in England, which studies all sorts of hair problems, is that just 4% of the world's population carries the red hair gene. The gene is recessive and therefore diluted when carriers produce children with people who have the dominant brown hair gene. So, basically, as it continues, it's just going to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle and dwindle.
Cheap airfare is the reason why redheads. We're traveling the world and we're breeding out
redheads. I thought this would be a study for white supremacists that white supremacists will use to show, hey, look, it's happening. I read it and I was like, ooh, this could be bad.
It's not unique though. Like I saw a documentary that said, I think it was called Hawaiians in California or something like that. The Hawaiians.
Catchy name.
Well, basically the point of it was there are Hawaiians all over the place now, but there are no purebred Hawaiians left. And by the year 2012, there will be no more pure native Hawaiians left in the world.
Well, that's how the Earth is shaping up, and I don't see a problem with any of it.
Yeah.
If we all turn out brown at the end and we have to fight about something different, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, bring it down.
Let's see. I'm taking a page from Aaron. I'm reporting rumor.
Rumor. How dare you. I'm going to steal the reviews of bad movies and say that I like them. So there.
I would pay money to see you try and get through that.
Nice.
Just watching you turning red and choking on your own words as you try and praise Sorority Slime Babes and the Slime Bowlerama.
Nice.
Right, I would pay money.
What's your rumor?
All right, so there are rumors all over the net right now saying that Battlestar Galactica Season 4 may not happen.
Ha. How did that get started?
I don't know, but I did manage to find a site that is claiming that is not true. Apparently, they expect that Sci-Fi Channel, which has not yet renewed Battlestar Galactica Season 4, will need to make an announcement before the new episode premieres on January 21st.
Even if they didn't pick it up, somebody would snap it up pretty damn quick. TNT would be my guess.
No, because Sci-Fi would have to give it up.
Not necessarily. No. Depends on what the original deal was. Because they went to, I think that production company went to Sci-Fi.
It's half Sci-Fi, half BBC.
Yeah. Right.
So I can't even begin to imagine how complicated it might be to get him away from two different networks.
It's like what happened with Buffy.
Yeah. You know,
went from one network to another network.
Yeah,
it can happen, but it's not. I don't think they can just pick up and move. I think they have to.
Mystery Science Theater.
There's a lot of legal hoops that you have to jump through.
Yeah.
Mystery Science Theater went from Comedy Central to Sci-Fi.
Different scale, because they're owned by the same people.
Oh.
Or were at that time. I don't know if they are anymore. But the article that I'm going to put up on the site also lists that the Caprica series currently may be floundering.
Yay!
It's another group of rumors flying all over the place. I did some research on it. I could not find confirmation one way or the other.
But the rumor... / confirmation that they are going to have a
made-for-DVD movie.
Yeah.
That is going forward, apparently.
Oh, but only if there is a season 4, is what they announced.
Oh, yeah. I did not catch that.
It would be a summer release in between seasons 3 and 4.
Oh, I actually read a spoiler about the content of what that movie will be.
No spoilers.
And that spoiler is...
Write me for it.
They also go into a little bit of discussion of The Lost Room, the miniseries that Sci-Fi Channel did recently. Apparently, it kind of came in last in all of the ratings.
I don't know.
As far as miniseries
go. It looked interesting.
I
peeped over it, the first one, and then didn't even watch the TiVo.
The trailer had Julia Margulies saying, imagine it, a comb that can let you travel through time.
Yep.
And I had no desire to watch the movie.
See, this brings up why I want to do a Geeks On. That's Twilight Zones and Outer Limits and stuff like that.
I actually have them all taped.
Oh, you, what? Oh, you have the Lost Room tape.
Lost Room tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a little bit of the first one, and I had to turn it off.
Wow.
Just bad or?
It just wasn't very good. I mean, it actually had some interesting.
And you'll watch, like, anything.
Well, I won't watch anything.
Right.
Well, someone told me it was like heroes with combs and watches. Like, every item has a little superpower.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched a little bit of it, and actually some of it was interesting ideas, but
just a little Japanese watch.
Which is funny to me, because I was actually thinking, like, does anyone remember Friday the 13th, the series?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought, why not make that again? Like, I loved that series for a long time.
I thought that was an ingenious series that had bad follow-through.
Yeah.
Well, it's like bad production design, great ideas.
Yeah, for the budget it
the
was.
The acting was terrible.
Acting
but
was
that
terrible.
Redhead was hot.
That redhead was hot.
Roby was the 80s.
You married that redhead, Aaron.
Who did?
You did.
I did?
Yeah, Maureen looks like her.
She does look like her.
A little bit like her, yeah. But it sounds like Friday the 13th, the series. Just saying. But apparently, came in last, not going to happen.
All right.
They were trying for a backdoor pilot on it. The Lost Room is officially dead.
I'm calling it now. Let's do a Twilight Zone Outer Limits Friday the 13th Tales from the Dark Side episode.
Night Gallery.
See? It's an episode.
No Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Crypt. Amazing stories. Come on. Bring it.
My last news story, Indy 4, officially now. Starting pre-production in June, I believe. Steven Spielberg, Lucas, has announced that it is actually happening.
I'm having a hard time picturing Harrison Ford doing action again.
Oh, this is going to be great. I love the concept of him being kind of old and crunchy.
I don't know. Picturing him like using the whip to swing across a big chasm with a walker in tow just doesn't
work for me. I think Harrison Ford is a damn good actor, and I don't think he will. Or if he does, it's going to be cool.
I hope and pray. I want it to be good. Don't get me wrong, but this one I'm worried about.
I just, you know, he's never been the like rock solid, you know, super fit, you know, he's always been kind of almost there and he gets his ass kicked and he's always achy and painy.
Yeah, and that's when he was young.
Right.
That was 15 years ago.
But I think it's
ago.
Part of his character to incorporate those his body into his... He's an action star who isn't supposed to be an action star.
I'm sorry. I don't think gout can be incorporated.
Oh, please.
There were the guys who did... I can't remember the screenwriters. Anyway, they did an analysis. These screenwriters did an analysis of Indiana Jones. And I thought they said one of the most marvelous things, which was that Indiana Jones fails always, but he fails brilliantly. You know, he never gets it. You know, he never gets the arc. He never jumps the pit. But he always, he's pulling his hat at the last second. And I think that's such a brilliant concept for an action film, is that he fails brilliantly.
And Rocky did it. I thought the last Rocky was a great movie.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
It's a good movie.
Really?
It got good reviews.
Yeah.
And because it's about him being that age.
Right.
That's what it's about.
I thought it would be interesting to see that movie because I felt like it should be Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 6, and that's it. And the rest just don't count.
Yeah, although there's some great scenes in 4. But
I love 4. Yeah, again, I
would break you. I just want to see Indy say I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah,
there we go.
All right. So I got a little rumor here, too. Blizzard exec hinted that they might be doing a StarCraft 2. Another StarCraft. He also said, look, we also have Diablo out there, and that's another franchise that we'd love to do something
those
with.
Those are kind of two no-shit type of ideas. It's like,
well,
yeah,
you
but
should.
StarCraft is one of those like major moneymakers.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Even now, people still play that game, and it is old.
Yes.
I love it.
It was
old.
A great game. I replayed it a year ago, and I loved it. We have talked amongst ourselves of trying to avoid things that had to do with religion for a while.
Okay.
You're going to bring it up?
Are you going to bring it up?
But I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, Peter.
Go, Peter. Go. Run with it.
So, basically, this week, a group of schools called the Federal Way Schools, and I don't believe that they're actually like a federal you know, type of thing. But
it's just in their name.
Decided that they're going to make it very difficult to show the documentary An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore.
Why?
Well, they did this after a parent who supports the teaching of creationism and opposes sex education complained about the film. On Tuesday, they placed a moratorium on showing the film.
Why?
The thing that he said was, condoms don't belong in school, and neither does Al Gore. He's not a school teacher, said Frosty Hardison, a parent of seven, who also said that he believes the Earth is 14,000 years old. The information that's being presented is a very cockeyed view of what the truth is. The Bible says that in the end times, everything will burn up. But that isn't a perspective that's in the DVD.
Oh, okay.
So,
why is there even news about this?
School board members adopted a 3-point policy that says that teachers who want to show the movie must ensure that a credible, legitimate opposing view will be presented. I'm wondering if credible and legitimate...
Oh my God!
Incorporates
is this a religious
the concept.
School system?
No, I don't think so. It's not. Incorporates the idea that
it seems so senseless to me because I mean, and there's a really interesting evangelical Christian leader out. I can't remember his name, and he's talking about creation care, and his big, you know, sort of hot point issue right now is taking care of global warming.
He's amazing.
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
He is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And I'm usually spooked out by evangelicals.
This is the guy that was they interviewed on NPR.
NPR. Yeah, brilliant man.
He was great. I heard brilliant. That too. I really liked him.
Three of us admiring a man whose name we can't remember.
Yes, exactly. Well,
Oh, dear.
But anyway, basically what they said is that any teacher who wants to show the film must now present an opposing view.
Oh, okay. But see, this has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with reactionaries.
But
it's just like the person who says, "I don't want the naked."
Hold on. I'm sorry. Go on.
I don't want the naked
David.
I don't want the naked David. So one old lady writes, and so they take the poster down, or they take the statue down.
The end result, though, I don't think is a bad thing. If you just simply say when you're presenting anything with a political perspective, you must provide an opportunity for someone to provide an opposing discussion.
Yeah.
If
that's
facts
a great
political.
Thing.
Good.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a good point.
There's
you
nothing political besides the fact that a political person is presenting these facts. See, that's the problem with this shit going on right now.
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know what's presented.
Not true. Al Gore does...
Is the ice caps melting or
absolutely,
not?
But there is...
Why oppose
there is a good 20, 25 minutes of the film that is Al Gore talking about losing the election, and it is a bit of a stump speech.
You shouldn't
speech.
Be showing that shit in the school anyway.
Well, no. But what he talks about is how that is what encouraged him to find this path, you know.
But I could see how that can be construed as a political.
Okay. Well, but
when push comes to shove, if you boil down that statement of what they're saying, they're not saying they won't show the movie.
Yeah,
they're saying we will provide time for anyone to present another opinion.
What's the opinion? What's the opposite opinion of the fact that something is happening?
That
actually the opposite opinion that is that
there is a pendulum effect in the world. This is not the first time the globalized caps have melted. It has happened in the past and they've refrozen.
Right.
Okay,
I believe that. I don't say I know that's a fact. Right. But I have heard that presented.
Yeah. But one of the things that it does say in the article is that there is a good majority of people that do believe that – I mean a good majority of the scientific community that believes that this isn't true fact.
I think if you're going – I mean personally, me, I say if you're going to show the movie and then provide somebody an opportunity to stand up and rail against it, you provide somebody else the opportunity to stand up and support the movie too.
Right. You know? But I just want to read this one last quote. Hardison's wife said, from what I've seen of the movie and what my husband has expressed to me, if the movie is going to take the approach of bad America, I don't think it should be shown at all. Gail Hardison said, if you're going to come in and say America is creating a rotten ruin of the world, I don't think that video should be shown.
Yeah.
What a good reason not to show something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's somebody that needs to be slapped around a few times. But
well, I'm not even going to bring it because it has nothing to do with the show.
Yep. Done.
And
we'll start another podcast where we can bring up this shit all the time.
Anyway. Have we done Geeks on Censorship? I don't remember.
No. Yes, we did, actually. Okay. So, in a similar political bent, a woman says, what are you? Okay. In a similar vein, hold your wee for wee. A California woman who took part in a water drinking contest in order to win a Nintendo Wii died of water intoxication.
No, wait. She had to drink water.
Drink lots and lots of water. In a, who can drink the most to win the Nintendo Wii?
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah. It was the Hold Your Wii for a Wii. A game run by KDND. KDND.
And they wouldn't let her pee.
That's the whole. Yeah, no, they let you pee.
They let you pee. Oh.
You have to choose whether or not to leave. Last person standing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That is bad.
She was found dead at her house in Rancho Cordova. She left. Local assistant coroner Ed Smith said initial tests showed her death was consistent with water intoxication. Contestant James Ybarra told the Associated Press news agency, "They told us if you don't feel like you can do this, don't put your health at risk." Ybarra quit after five bottles. Remaining contestants started on larger bottles. She had three kids and a family, and she was doing it for them. Very sad.
Well, hold on. Don't you need to drink, a lot of water?
She Didn't drank you just hear they drank over five bottles of water?
Well, how big is a bottle? That doesn't mean much.
Yeah.
I can drink in a damn.
Yeah, I can drink five in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Contestants were given.
It depends on the size of the bottle. I'm assuming
that's what
they
I'm saying.
Were like this.
They were given 8 ounce bottles to drink every 15 minutes to start, and then.
5 8-ounce bottles?
That's not much.
That's not much at
all.
That's
not much. That's when he quit after that.
When the first guy quit.
Yeah, that's when the first guy quit. And then
that's
they got,
not when she quit.
And then she got bigger bottles and everything.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
But, you know. Yeah, she was on her way home, and her head started hurting really bad, and then, you know, she actually finished the contest.
Did she win the Wii?
I don't know.
I won!
Not for you.
Crazy.
Sad, sad, sad. That's it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's amazing that you can, you know, have toxic poisoning from water. You know.
Take some effort.
All right, let's move on. We've done 40 minutes of the show. We haven't even gotten to our main awesome topic.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
Okay, it's awesome.
Because we're going to look forward tonight. Forward into the future.
Into the
I have my crystal ball out.
No, my crystal.
This episode, we are going to look into 2007 and give our picks of what we are really looking forward to this coming up year.
Or just throw some things out there that you might be interested in.
Yep.
Yeah, this is actually all about me. I only pick the things that I would be interested in. So I'm skipping, I don't know about comic books.
I have an intensely comprehensive list of movies coming up this year, all of them geeky, but I couldn't bring myself to write down Ghost Rider. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I omitted it from my list specifically.
I specifically put up a list of movies that I can't wait to see suck this year.
That's good, too.
Yeah, that is my list. The movies I cannot wait to see how bad they're going to be.
Include Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah. That made it. All right. So how should we tackle this? Should we go
into
categories?
What's a surprise?
Yeah, it's the categories.
All right. What do you want to start with?
Video games.
Video games. I've got a lot of ones I'm looking forward to.
All right.
But I don't own the PS3.
Mm-mm.
So not a lot on there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just cannot wait for Assassin's Creed. And I just have to say that. Now I'm done. Assassin's Creed,
that does look really neat.
I cannot wait. Assassin's Creed is way up there with me, too.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The Xbox and the PS3 are almost looking like the same damn console. Almost every game that's coming out is being produced for both of them. So mm-hmm. those of you who do have the PS3, if there is one out there who's listening, a lot of these games will probably be on the PS3 as well.
Mm-hmm. I was checking out a list of all of the video games that are going to come out in 2007, and I was wondering whether or not this is a common phenomenon. There are 700 games which are going to come out.
There's
a boatload,
yeah,
as it were. Is this normal? Have I just missed? I always feel like there are about 10 games that come out during the year, and I'm like, why aren't there more games?
Well, it's going to be slightly different this year because handheld systems are finally coming into their own.
Ah.
Time...
the DS is.
Well, yeah.
They're coming out with a new Castlevania game that's going to be fantastic. I saw some of the stuff from it.
that's the winning system, but there's, you know, there's still going to be stuff coming out for the PSP.
Right. Yeah.
So what tends to happen is they'll put out a big game, right? Say X-Men Legends 7, right? And that comes out for 360 and game 360 and Wii and
PS2.
PS3. And then a slightly different version comes out for PS2 and Xbox. And then another version, which may or may not have anything to do with the original game, comes out for the handheld systems. Hmm. You know, and
well,
so
this was 700 very different games. I mean, different titles. They weren't all sequels or of the same name. So I was surprised.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, it may have a completely different name too. Like the X-Men game,
might
X-Men
be
Legend 7,
X-Men
maybe
World of Fire,
X-Men World of Fire for PS
Brain PSP. Trust.
Exactly. Some of them are actually different. I've noticed, like, they released,
absolutely.
Even though, like, Splinter Cell came out for the PlayStation 2 at the same time, and it was just a whole different game, which is interesting.
One of the last things I did for Activision was a DreamWorks video game, right? The DreamWorks video game that I made was slightly different from the PSP version, which was different from the DS version, which was different from the Christmas release version for the DS.
Mm. Ridiculous.
So there were four versions of the same game, but completely different variants. You know?
Crazy. Well, okay. Here's one I saw at CES. Those of you don't know, I got back from Consumer.
Let me throw this out right now because this one's already out on the market.
Okay.
And this is the one that we should probably address at some point today. Burning Crusades has been released. The
today.
Expansion for World of Warcraft.
Ooh. I didn't know that it was today.
Yes, it is out today. It is now official. People may be going home and making their Draenei characters and their blood elves.
It is not me doing the voice of Illidan. It is not me doing the voice of Illidan. Stop sending me hate mail.
Oozing sympathy from Aaron over here.
Yeah, Aaron yawning.
No, it was about the game, not about the Illidan thing.
Well,
I mean, honestly, I don't expect much from this game. I don't. It's two new races, no new classes.
It seems like a weak expansion pack to me.
Kind of some new starting areas, and what? I haven't really heard anything.
Jewel crafting, a few new mounts, flying mounts.
Oh, I guess
Yeah, I mean, it's basically...
But it's been like 2 years or 3 years.
To me,
right?
It kind of feels like...
It's an online game, so the game itself is evolving as long as you own it.
Right.
You know?
It kind of feels like when they upgraded Star Wars Galaxies and they started going, oh, you can now be in a starship or, you know, you can now have a vehicle. It kind of feels like that to me.
It doesn't sound like that much of a bump to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, you can make new races and you have new starting areas, but around level 10, you're back at freaking Darkshore doing the same adventures all over again.
But you're going to buy it and you're going to play it, right?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, you will. You'll cave.
No.
I'm not going to invite it.
I don't think Don will.
I'm not going to invite it back into my life.
I think after you've played that game and, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. I mean, you just, you know, why? I mean...
Honestly, if I could find somebody who had it so I could make a quick character and just see the starting area...
You do the starting area.
I'd be happy.
You play the starting area. But the starting area games are all the same. I mean, it's always the same.
Turn it around.
Okay, it's the same stuff, but I just want to see the environment, you know?
If you're a troll, you run around and kill crabs, you know? If you're a tauren, you run around and kill birds.
And if you're a female night elf, you run around and you dance for people in your underwear for gold.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well,
I do that anyway.
But it's out today. If you guys are still playing World of Warcraft out there, get it. Why not? You know?
See what
happens.
There's
no reason not to if you're playing it still.
All right. So off the floor of CES,
right.
Okay.
I did see, running on a PC, saw with my own eyes, Crysis, which is that EA game, freaking looks unbelievable. The graphics are like crazy. It's the same people who did Far Cry and the like, island looking thing,
but now
it's like twice that cool. Every branch and twig moves, and if we shoot a gun through the forest, it goes through all the branch. Like twigs are popping, and trees will get knocked down. It's crazy.
Wow,
absolutely crazy. And I heard it's now coming out for the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
And I'm sure it will be announced for the PS3.
A few that I was really interested in seeing, I saw the sort of outtakes from them. Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles for the Wii, specifically targeting the Umbrella Corporation and stuff like that, which should be really interesting. Tekken 2007 in the rumor mill.
Hmm.
I don't know. Could be great. Could be bad. Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. I love the Metroid series. So
that will be on the Wii as well?
I will be on the Wii as well.
Was Tekken for Wii?
Hmm?
Was Tekken for Wii?
I don't know.
It's probably for
PlayStation
and for Xbox.
But here's the biggie.
Sony kept a pretty death grip on that thing.
Here's the one that'll keep donning up the eye till up till 4:30 in the morning. Virtua Fighter 5.
That's number one on my list.
For PlayStation 3 and now
Xbox 360. This is the last of the fighter games for me. All the rest of them have just kind of fallen by the wayside and just... They've all tried to become Tekken, and Tekken became something bad, you know? So,
maybe Tekken might break. Maybe Tekken will come up with something new. I don't know. It's a fighting game. Nothing's really happened new in a while, so...
Nope.
I've got one that doesn't look great, but I still am looking forward to it. Battle Stations Midway. It's coming out for 360 very soon. It's kind of a real-time strategy game with planes and subs and battleships and all that stuff. You can play it online. It looks pretty fun.
Cool.
So Half-Life 2 for the 360, which will have Episode 1, Episode 2, Team Fortress Classic, or Team Fortress 2, and Portal all jammed into one box.
Oh,
that's
Portal?
Like five games all in one.
That's
Portal's like a demo almost.
Portal's cool as hell.
It's not going to be a full game, though. It's more like a tech thing.
Right.
But it still looks cool as hell. BioShock. Have you seen the...
Not at all.
Oh, are you kidding me? That one best of E3
did it really?
Last year. Frickin' looks unbelievable. Underwater City.
I don't remember this. Oh, yeah. Okay,
Underwater City. Unbelievable looking.
I didn't see it.
Tom Clancy, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. Lord of the Rings, The White Council, which is essentially a... I'm thinking it's supposed to be kind of like Oblivion, but Lord of the Rings style.
That'd be cool.
It's a role-playing game.
That's not the one where you can play up to eight characters, is it?
No.
Okay. I want to have furry feet.
There's an Oblivion-style game coming out where you can play... Eight different people can play online with each other, which sounds very cool.
Right. It's called like Two Worlds or something like that.
That sounds really appealing.
Did you play Oblivion all the way through?
No, I'm still got it. Every once in a while, I'd pull it out, dust it off, and play some more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not the kind of thing you just keep playing for.
It's a long game.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done 60, 70 hours, and I think I'm only halfway through.
Ah.
And I've only done one guild in Oblivion, and I haven't done any of the other shit.
Peter min-maxed his way through it real quick.
He didn't get through it.
No, I didn't get the way through it.
I thought you beat it.
No, I didn't beat it.
Really?
That's why I got rid of it.
Oh.
But, you know, I strongly recommend at a certain point the invisibility spell. just cast it and run past all the monsters.
All right, here's some more games. Mass Effect, which is a role-playing game.
From BioWare. Who brought you such winning titles in the past as Knights of the Old Republic.
I'm telling you, that game looks really interesting.
I started drooling at some of the screenshots.
Yeah.
They looked really nice.
Yeah, it looks
good. If they can revolutionize gameplay again, more power to them.
Well, you know, they take chances. They took a chance with Jade Empire, and they fell flat on their face, in my opinion. They tried.
I liked Jade Empire.
It was, come on, the fighting system was the crappiest thing I've ever seen.
It wasn't.
Button, button, button. Same three moves over and over and over.
This has a real-time combat system,
right.
So it's a little bit different.
Ooh.
Actually, Halo 3, I'm looking forward to Halo 3.
I'm kind of looking forward to Halo 3 because I think Halo 3 is going to be like Rocky 6. I'm just going to blank Halo 2 from my imagination, except for the online.
I thought Halo 2 was a bit above-average game. It was no Halo 1. But I thought we had a blast playing through it.
A human womb.
No, there's some serious...
A human womb.
There's some serious problems with Halo 2. I'm not suggesting otherwise.
Why is Audrey 2 in Halo 2?
Yeah. And I'm hoping that SSX 4 and Burnout 5 actually come out. I know I've named a whole bunch of EA games, but I've always been a fan of the SSX series. And Burnout on a true next-gen Burnout... I think would be great.
All right.
I've also got my eyes on Enemy Territory Quake Wars coming out this year.
Is that coming out for the 360 yet? Have they announced that yet?
I don't know. I believe it's ultimately coming out for the 360, but I have no idea. Mm. I'll bet you it comes out on PC first.
Oh, sure.
But if those of you who have not ever played an Enemy Territory game before, Enemy Territory Castle Wolfenstein is free online. Mm. I've plugged it before in the past. It's one of the best online PC multiplayer shooters you've ever played in your life. It's just so smooth, well put together, and balanced that it's so much fun.
Hmm.
Highly recommend.
Okay. Oh, and then the other big one, Spore.
Spore.
How did I not get Spore on my list?
Spore is now also coming out for the consoles, and even though it seems definitely like a PC type of game with all the, you know,
selection
and selection, I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with Xbox Live, because Spore thrives on the fact that there's interconnectivity.
Right.
And sharing of creatures between planets.
And I think there is much more interconnectivity in Xbox Live than anything else.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to see if they really take that into consideration. I'd love to, like, send ships over to, like, Matt's homeworld and, like, drop...
Why you gotta drop aliens on my homeworld again?
That'd be cool shit.
I'm gonna seed happy flowers wherever your planet may be.
Oh, no.
After he nukes it.
They're gonna be industrialized... Craziness.
So those are the video games that I had on my list.
Anybody got books?
I'm book free. Completely illiterate now.
Martin's World of Ice and Fire is coming out this year as a definite, and a possibility for a December release of A Dance with Dragons, which I think in and of itself is the only book that you need this year if you get it.
Yeah.
Isn't the new Harry Potter book's coming out this year too, isn't it?
Hopefully, but not for sure.
I thought they started pre-selling it like in April.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Anyway, I still want her to write, you know, like, get an 800-page book and just write, I am a rich bitch, you know, 15 million times over and over and over again, and people will want them to buy it. That's all I want.
You know,
I don't know yet. She's never written anything but Harry Potter yet.
Right.
I don't know if she's established herself.
I think she's such a brilliant rags-to-riches story.
I don't think writing one amazing series...
She's no Peter Jackson.
She has already made her mark on the world. I'm not saying that.
So J.K. Rowling is no Spielberg, is what you're saying.
But I'm saying what she may be famous for is not being a writer, but giving birth to this one world and this one character.
And you're right. We will have to wait and see, but...
A la C.S. Lewis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tolkien?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I can't point to anything else Tolkien wrote. I don't
know
any of
Tolkien did not consider himself a writer.
He wouldn't consider himself a...
Well, keep in mind you're talking to me, and I consider him to be a bad writer.
Tolkien didn't consider himself a writer.
I don't think he wrote anything else other than that.
I know, but are you considering himself a... We wouldn't put him in the annals of writers in
I absolutely would, yes. Okay. Yeah, no.
That's me.
He wouldn't.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know. I was about to argue the opposite. I was about to say, look... You can have a one-hit wonder, but a one-hit wonder typically means one book, not one series.
Right.
And from everything I've seen
about
her...
Like Lady in Red, not the best hits of Boy George.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I Stopped the World to Melt with You does not mean that Modern English was not a good band.
I grew up in the woods. I have no idea what people are talking about.
I Stopped the World to Melt with You? You've got to be freaking kidding me.
Don didn't actually go to school. He was raised by wolves.
They listened to Pink Floyd where I went to school. I didn't like Pink Floyd, so I listened to nothing. Whatever.
So anyway, my point being that everything I've seen and heard about her is that her books are actually getting better and better as they go along.
Yes.
That
her writing is getting better. Have you read her new first
stuff? I've read the first book and a half.
I would agree with that statement. I think the newest books she's written have been truly better as far as style and content goes.
So book 4 is still the best.
That indicates to me that she is a true writer and not someone that's...
I'm waiting to see what else she produces.
You want to borrow, I have all of
If you live absolutely in one world, you can improve within that one world but not be able to branch into other things.
Terry Pratchett?
You know, he's actually a fine example. I've read a few other things by him that are nice... But don't come close to being the Discworld series.
Speaking of which, Pratchett is supposed to... He has two question mark releases this year as possible books, but he has a lot of movies that are possibly coming out.
It's kind of hard to find upcoming book release lists and stuff.
Well, that's because, it's a book, and it's reliant on one person to do it right, you know?
Right.
So it's like George R. R. Martin constantly writes apologies on his website, like, sorry, not going to happen this year. Apologize, sorry.
Well, since we did bring up music, does anyone have any music that they're looking forward to this year?
Bear.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica, number one. What was that website?
I don't know, but it was he was picked as the number one
He beat out
soundtrack
Hans Zimmer.
Of the year.
He beat out Hans Zimmer as the number one soundtrack. Bear McCree, who was on our show. Go listen to it. You know what? I didn't even consider music I didn't even look for it. It didn't even cross my mind.
Anything by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, God.
Well, I took a slightly different tact on a
lot
of...
he's white and nerdy.
I like Weird Al Yankovic.
I love white and nerdy.
On a lot of things. And I didn't look for specifically lists of things that were happening, but rather trends and things that were happening that I thought were interesting.
Okay.
So one of the trends that I see is... I think it was this week, but it might... Yeah, it was this week. An Essex rock band, Koopa, became... I believe it became the first unsigned group to land a UK top 40 hit based on download music alone.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, OK Go, who I'm trying to get on the show, they got huge. I mean, they were already an established band, but they got huge because of their
YouTube
videos. Because of their YouTube videos. Videos. So, I mean, I want to see whether or not they become a trend, and that becomes a trend because MTV doesn't play music anymore. So... You know,
so,
what goes next?
I read another article that basically said that the music industry, while it's being hit really badly right now, the independent arm of the industry, the people who aren't through labels.
You mean like the musicians?
The musicians. Yeah. People.
Wah, wah, wah on the music industry. Like, I really give a shit that these multi-million dollar guys are losing money.
People who are self, you know, promoting are actually doing just fine right now. They're not they're not taking any sort of a hit. So I think this might be the year where we start to see, because they're now tracking this. The reason that this is different is because they're now tracking for the first time download only in terms of ratings. I think this could be the year that we start to see basically the music industry start taking it even harder as people start to realize, hey, you know what, I can go and sell my own songs and do it myself and not have anyone take a cut
big
out of
bite
it.
Out of the back end.
And one of the things that I thought was really interesting was they said that basically the way they were selling their songs was they said it costs a £1.50 to send a text message and receive a code to download the song on a computer. That's how they were doing it. So they said the average 16-year-old doesn't have a credit card, but they've got a mobile phone. So that's how they were. Yes.
Good.
Isn't
workaround.
That brilliant? So I think we're going to see a lot of unusual things happening in the music industry this year.
We should do an episode of how to find not just music, but the alternate ways of finding things like music and indie comic books.
Yeah, because I'm just not music proficient anymore.
But there's some great websites, for example, where you type in the five things that bands that you like, and then it gives you a whole bunch of suggestions, and you can listen to the music right there. If you like it, you can click on that, and it will give you suggestions based off that one.
Oh, really?
And it keeps webbing out bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, that sounds good.
But there's all sorts of things like that.
Because Amazon lies to me. Like, I've bought things that Amazon suggests.
Amazon's trying to sell. Some of these things aren't selling. So anyway, well, maybe we'll...
I do that with iTunes to a lesser extent.
MySpace is one of the things that they definitely use for marketing these days. That's one of the band.
Do any of you guys have a MySpace page?
Yeah.
You
and so does Geeks On.
Yeah, I know Geeks On does, but do any of you
individually? I have an entry.
You have an entry?
Like, I'd never put anything on it.
I have a MySpace page, and people keep on wanting to be my friend. I think I, like, let Kalis be my friend, and that was it.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody wants as many friends as possible.
Right, except I don't want people reading. I don't want people reading about me, so I actually don't.
Well, why have a MySpace page if you don't want people...
Somebody invited me to have one, and I was like, okay. So I did it, and then I was like... I
opened up a MySpace page just so I could access something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
But there's nothing up there.
That's what I have.
I have no links. And occasionally I'll get someone that invites me to be their friend out of nowhere. They don't know me. Know nothing about me.
But most of that's spam. But I found I've had college buddies find me, high school buddies find me, all sorts of stuff. People I used to work with in Virginia. It's pretty cool. All right, let's move on. Movies?
I got crap.
Let's hit on TV real quick.
Okay.
Because I think there'll be less.
Lost, BSG.
Yeah, well, the return of everything.
Return of everything.
BSG, Lost, is that it?
My Hours of Power.
Now, here's the question, and this actually links TV and movies.
Mm.
Is this the last year for The Simpsons?
Does anybody watch The Simpsons?
They've been renewed for several more seasons, haven't they?
Yeah, but this is the year that The Simpsons movie comes out.
And that's a death toll.
And that is a death knell to me. You know, that sounds like the voice actors are tired to me, and they don't want to play the characters anymore.
I don't know. I think if the movie is great, you know, if they've been writing it for years and it's like it's only coming out now because they finally perfected all of their jokes. You know, that's like saying the South Park movie killed South Park, which is not the case.
True.
You know, I got to tell you, I would be surprised if they were tired because they all work from their house.
Yeah.
They've got recording studios in the house. And this is not like film where you have to wait while they set everything up for you.
They do 15 minutes of work
down,
a week.
Well, no, they probably do 2 hours of work a week. And they get paid a buttload of money to do it.
No,
I'm telling you, if I was doing it, I would do that for the rest of my life because I could do anything else I want on top of that.
And they do. Mm-hmm. Most of them have very active theater lives, in, like, in even in L.A., you know?
True.
Yeah.
So, true debt.
No, I just don't hear anybody talking about it anymore. It's, you know, The Simpsons is just not an edgy thing anymore. Sure, it's funny, but it's just not.
It's not. I don't think it's because it's gotten less edgy. I think it's because the envelope's been pushed past The Simpsons at this point.
It might just be that we are not the group that's watching it. Because Bear, for example, watches it religiously.
I do watch it. I watch it whenever I can to catch a new episode. Yeah. And I consistently enjoy myself. It doesn't rock my world the way certain other things do now. But I still consider it to be one of the best shows on TV.
Okay.
You know?
So is anybody looking forward to The Simpsons this year?
Well, the problem is it's syndicated. It's been on since I was like two at this point. You know, it's just such a part of the world. Mm. You know, you don't run out to watch, you know, Nightline. You know, it's Simpsons is on Sundays.
True.
I just take it for granted. You know?
True.
Okay.
Can you imagine the day the last episode of The Simpsons watches?
That's going to be huge.
Can you imagine the ratings that'll get?
I hope they do MASH. I hope they do a MASH pullout.
That would be a great ending, the MASH pullout.
If anyone has not been watching Rome.
Oh. I just finished watching season one.
No. Me too. And it was brilliant.
Amazing.
Brilliant. And the new season just started. The first episode just came out two nights ago.
Okay.
I hope they reshow it.
Is it HBO?
HBO.
Okay.
And it is... I deleted it. I
hate you.
I've got it here.
I love you.
Yeah. I am looking forward to Dexter, which is Showtime. Great series. And it's a little hardcore, but it is a great series.
It sounds really interesting. I don't have Showtime, unfortunately, so I have to get the first season to see it.
That's good.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip is really in trouble. It might be canceled, and I'm hoping it won't be. That show.
It's been wobbly. Like, I know it's in trouble, but the ratings keep going up whenever they think they're afraid of being canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just when they're, like, their fat's out of the fire, the ratings go down again. It was my understanding that NBC? Is it NBC that does it?
I'm not sure.
Whichever network it's on has stated, this is a show we believe in. We will try and invest in it. We will try and carry at least one more season of it.
That would be great. Because they still track ratings through Nielsen. Or is that the only way?
That is the only way as I understand it. But Nielsen has been dogged with problems over the years because people are not quite sure how accurate they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lost. I mean, sorry. Heroes. Does anybody care about Heroes?
Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
I'm almost ready to retire.
I watch it out of habit
at
this
point. Yeah,
me too. And I want to like it, and I always feel like it's so close to getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like... Except for scenes with Hero in it,
mm-hmm.
who I think is one of the best people on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think I'm going to give it
up. The rest of the people, I don't care about the cheerleader. I don't give a crap. I don't care about Mirror Girl. I don't give a crap.
She's hot, though, so I give her a little bit of wiggle room.
Don't care.
They said they're bringing in new heroes this year. That's what they're saying in the promo. There will be new
Sulu.
Heroes.
I got to tell you, the problem with that show is that has a
Gay
lot
man?
Of holes in it, you know, and you know, Hero basically kept me going long enough to get past the big glaring holes in the beginning, and then it kind of evened out and didn't have too many holes in the middle. But that ending had some holes in it, and I'm waiting to see how they're going to justify some of that.
I don't really. There's like the Silas or Siler or Sizemore.
Silent.
He's
Siler.
So disinteresting to me. I don't
care.
In fact, you know what? I am done. I'm doing it right. I'm taking off my TiVo right now. Hang on.
You know who I thought? I thought Siler was going to be, and I thought he should have been, the brother that can fly. I thought
But we all thought it was going to be the brother.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
because he's so evil. Like, yeah, I kind of all the people in the series, he strikes me as the most sinister.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Sinister?
The evil father character never scared me in the slightest.
Yeah.
And everyone is always like, well, he's not supposed to. Clearly, he's supposed to be, you know, a good guy, just misunderstood. And I'm like, well, then why present him as a bad guy?
Because,
you know, like,
because he...
If you're going to do it badly...
But the problem is that what we're trying to do is do this whole trick us thing. And so they made him such a doofy... mustache twirling bad guy that you're like, come on.
Yeah. Right, but I'm talking like totally mainstream watchers who like don't fall for, you know, who don't have the geek education in sci-fi that we do, right?
Yeah.
Everyone and their grandmother knew he wasn't a bad guy, you know?
Right.
It's a poorly done show. That's why.
Okay, so anyone else have any other shows?
Nope.
I have two shows coming up. One is Afro Samurai.
Oh, yeah.
I love that damn show.
I haven't seen it.
It is beautiful. It's on Spike, and Sam Jackson voices over like three characters on it.
Sam Jackson as a Afro-African Afro Samurai, yeah.
And it's done by the animation style is the person who did Aeon Flux, the original Aeon Flux.
Cool.
Badass looking.
Have to look at it.
The other one that looks interesting to me coming up is the Dresden Files on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't figure out what that is.
Well, it's based on a...
Based
on a series of books that were actually pretty good.
Hmm.
And if I recall correctly, Sam Dresden is a wizard who helps the police.
It's got really I thought it was like Night Stalker or something.
No, he's
like
secretly
really
a wizard that helps the police.
That helps the police.
He's a secret wizard.
And
what a secret wizard! Something is stupid sounding.
I liked the books a lot, okay? But I have to say that when I've seen the little clips of it, it does look like it's going to be an awful TV show to me.
I haven't seen any clips.
How about Hidden Mage? Would that be better, Aaron? Hidden
Mage. That sounds better.
Magus.
Magus. Hidden Mage. Sneaky Magus?
That sounds better.
Okay.
In terms of what's happening in terms of the TV industry and changes that are happening... Okay. We've got Netflix has just decided to start selling or allowing you to download your movies directly to your computer.
Great.
Okay.
They are kicking Blockbuster's ass.
I understand they haven't actually started turning profit yet, though.
Well, actually, I don't know about that because they're making a lot of money. They made $1 billion this year. It's hard not to turn a profit.
Is that hard profit, $1 billion?
Well, that's just... what they made.
Because remember, Amazon.com went something like 10 years before they actually made a penny.
Well,
they were making billions, you know.
One of the things about Netflix is that people who keep saying, you know, this is the Netflix killer. This is going to kill Netflix. Netflix is done. You know, they keep saying this.
And then they go home and they get their Netflix in the mail.
I don't understand what is going to kill Netflix.
iTunes.
iTunes was going to kill Netflix. Walmart was going to kill Netflix.
Blockbuster's new technique was going to...
was going to kill Netflix. I think, you know, actually Blockbuster has a very competitive model, you know, in the sense that you can get your stuff through the mail or you can go into the store and get it. But, you know, what's interesting is, I mean, by all rights, I think Blockbuster should be killing Netflix, but I think everybody just hates Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
I
hate them. I hate going into their stores. I hate Blockbuster as a company.
The day I found out they edited their movies, I swore they would never see another red cent of money.
Here's my little hint for Netflix. Netflix, if you're listening, start renting games. If you start renting games, yeah, take them, buy them, do it, get it.
Just go do Gamefly. What's your problem?
I know, but why have two?
Why have two accounts?
Why not be able to exchange one of your movies for a game?
For a game, it would be great. It would be a really, you know, or if you paid a little extra to be able to do that.
Exactly.
You know.
Pay a dollar extra for a game.
Yeah, Netflix is at 12% of the market right now, which is an $8.4 billion market, and they made they have 6.3 million subscribers. And nearly $1 billion in revenue. So,
wow. Now, that's geometric. It's going to keep on going up.
Along those lines, Apple TV is also out. Now, this is interesting because I don't know if this is going to hit this year or if it's going to take a little while before Apple TV hits.
That's coming out next month.
No, I know, but I'm not sure how big it's going to be when it comes out. That's what I'm curious about.
What is going to be on Apple TV?
It's not a station. It's a box that basically allows you to...
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
It's just the micro...
On your TV.
It's just the micro... Windows has had it for 3 years. It's the Windows Media Center, but for Apple.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And it hasn't worked.
Reverse copying. What's going on? Well, black is white.
Well, there's been a lot of exchange for years.
Everybody right now is trying to place shift their content from their computers into their living room.
Yeah.
I went to CES. It was all over the floor. Microsoft, Apple, everybody. There's all these boxes. There must have been sling blades. There must have been booth after booth, 10 or 20 of them, trying to get the content off your computer and into your stereos and your wireless devices, and especially the television. Mm-hmm. And Apple, of course, is trying to get you to buy off of iTunes. They're trying to get you to buy movies, television shows, and all that. But no one wants to watch it on their damn computer. So this is a box that you hook up to your television, and it takes anything that's running through iTunes and allows you to watch it on TV.
Wow. Now, I think that the only way that Apple's going to kind of break into this market is if they can do two things. Okay. If they can turn it into a TiVo as well. So you're also able to use it as your TiVo device, and also turn it also hook it up so that it is partnered with different broadcasters, you know, like Comcast or whatever, so that you can use it as your box for Comcast as well. Hmm. Because, you know, who really, these days, you don't want a separate TiVo device.
No, I'm waiting for my Xbox 360 to be my TiVo device.
To be your TiVo device.
Well, guess
exactly.
What? I saw it at CES, and they announced, Microsoft announced, IPTV for Windows Vista and for the Xbox maybe by the end of the year. What that is actually taking, it's almost like cable through the internet.
Right.
And so you get all your television through your Xbox, and you could use your hard drive on your Xbox as a TiVo.
Dum, dum.
We already know that Xbox Live has downloadable television shows that you can buy and movies up to high def that you can download, which is great. And they're trying to get that IPTV. I saw it running on an Xbox at CES. They had them right there.
Yeah, I think Apple TV might be a little late on this one, so we're going to have to wait and see.
But it's all about content. People love right now downloading music and stuff. And if you can use the same thing you downloaded and put on your iPhone, your iPod, watch it on TV and not rebuy it, Apple will win.
There's something to that. Well,
because Microsoft, you can't buy, it's a pain in the ass to buy a movie.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's a pain in the ass with everything.
Yeah.
But since we're on the Apple kick, do you guys mind if I push it over to the iPhone?
Are we done with television?
Yeah, let's kill television.
Okay. Let's go.
But one more thing is the Sling Blade, which is, the Sling...
God. Oh, Sling Blade?
The Sling Box, which is the place shifting.
So not Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
Get some biscuits with gravy.
This is the Sling Box, which is the place shifting device that will take any of your content from your TiVo and television and get it onto the network so you can watch TV from your computer, mobile devices or anything. Is actually now compatible for the Mac. They showed me at CES.
Woo-hoo!
So keep your eyes peeled for that demo.
Wow. Buy a PC.
Buy a Mac.
That was just for Mac fans. Okay, so we're out of television.
Yeah, let's move into the iPhone.
All right.
Now,
I know you could talk for 2 hours on this.
Are we going to move into gadgets?
Pick your bet thing.
Are we going to
hit
movies
first? Two gadgets.
Okay,
two gadgets.
Okay. So the iPhone is out, and I saw the keynote speech, and I think
been gushing about this for a week.
I thought we could do a whole episode on this, because I think that this is going to be the new iPod. I think that it's going to be something that's huge, that does really well. It's going to be expensive at first.
$600 right now.
$500 or $600, depending on which model you get.
Right.
And it'll come down.
Why get $500? Why get?
If you're going to spend five, you might as well spend
$600. If you're
going
to go into debt, you might as well go into debt.
So, but it is neat. It is a phone. It is a wireless internet device. It is a widescreen iPod. Now, here's the thing. To understand what makes this great, you have to understand that the iPod itself was not that revolutionary in the sense that it was putting music on a little box that you could carry around. There were other things that did that. What made it revolutionary was the fact that what Apple does is it does two things extraordinarily well. It has a very sleek design, and it makes things extraordinarily easy to use and intuitive.
Simpo. I love the Simpo.
I'd also have to put on there the fact that you could carry your entire movies, your entire
music library
selection around with you everywhere you go.
Yeah. Which is great.
But there are a lot of MP3 players like that.
But what I was saying was that
the iPod was the first one that did that, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
I thought the other MP3 players had like one quarter of the capacity.
No.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No. So what they did, though, is they made it easy to use and they made it smaller, probably, than some of the other things.
What I love about the iPhone is like the stuff that you don't even really notice. The LED screen alters due to the light in the room. I love that. The fact that it turns off the screen when you put it up to your ear. You know, it senses that it if you turn it horizontal, it can change a picture from vertical to horizontal just because it senses the movement of the phone.
Yeah. How you hold it determines what you're looking at. You know, it makes it bigger if you turn it sideways so you can see it easier.
Although how it knows what vertical or horizontal is, you know, in relation to what?
Yeah.
Earth.
But
that's all. When you could take a trip to another planet, you might have problems with your iPhone.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
So the thing to the thing about the iPhone, for anyone who hasn't seen it, go to apple.com. It's got a picture of it. It's beautiful. Is that almost the entire thing is a screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, almost the entire thing is a touch sensitive screen. It has one button built into it, and that is that is the home button. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Actually teleport to your house.
I wish. Yes.
Now, they decided to do this for a specific reason. They said, here's the problem. If you build a phone that's got a bunch of buttons on it, what that phone can do is fixed depending on the way you've designed that hardware for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. With the iPhone, you're not fixed. You can design any program you want with any buttons you want because the buttons are on the screen.
They invented a tricorder.
The screen to do it. Now, there's a couple things that are innovative. The screen isn't innovative because it's a touchscreen. It's innovative because it offers a new finger gesture system that makes sense and is intuitive and will work. Okay, in theory, that's what we're being told.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a really cool thing that's coming out with it called visual voicemail, which is that when you want to go.
Which, by the way, is kind of a no-duh thing.
It's a no-duh thing, but people could have done it for quite some time, right. And no one has. They're the first. I mean, Apple is like that with a lot of things. A lot of things are a mouse? No-duh. Something right. with that. What a great device. How simple is it? But they were the first person to do it. That's the way they are. So anyway, the visual Zero. Voicemail basically allows you to pick the order that you want to hear your voicemail in. You see it on the screen, all your voicemails and who they're from, what numbers, and you just pick it in the order you want to do it. So it's neat. Now, the other thing that is really very, very cool, if it works, which it looks like it will, is the problem with all these phone devices and the internet that's on them is if you've ever used them,
they're
awful. They're slow. And basically, you have to hope that the site you've gone to has designed a internet site that is for phones.
Right.
Because otherwise, there's no way to really surf that site.
Now, I know this thing can allow you to see the internet site as it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But even with a screen that large that you can turn horizontally or vertically, how can you read it?
Well, here's the thing.
I thought about that, Matt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is that this is designed, you know, it's designed to make it easier. It's still going to be a smaller screen, but it's a bigger screen than on any other phone. You've got the thing where you can turn it sideways, so you do still get a much wider view than you're going to get. And it's easier because it always shows you the whole site, and then you can zoom in on what you want to see. And then you can
– you just double tap, and it zooms and formats itself to the text column that you want to read.
Yeah.
Double tap, read it. Slide, you know, pan over, read. It's pretty cool looking.
And basically, wow. If you put two fingers to the screen, right? Say you put your fingers together, you put them to the screen. If you want to zoom in or out, you either move your fingers closer to each other, it'll shrink it, or out, and it'll zoom in.
Wow.
It's really simple. It's really cool. So
We hear.
I mean, it looks great. Okay. I mean, we won't know for sure until it comes out. You never do.
What's the release date?
June, yeah. Now, it's only coming out on Singular for the first 6 months.
And AT&T.
Yes, well, AT&T.
And there's a reason
for
this.
Which is the stupidest move I've ever heard by a company in my entire life.
But by which company? By
AT&T
Apple?
AT&T Singular. Singular is no longer going to be Singular. It's going to be AT&T.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Singular is a hot new name. We're going to go back to the name that AT&T. We had in 1860. Right. Right. Come on.
So now, just so people understand why this is probably happening, first of all, Singular is the biggest cell phone provider in the U.S.
I thought Verizon was.
I believe Singular is. That's what at least they said.
Right.
Okay. Now, the second part about this is, in order to come up with something like visual voicemail, people believe that they probably had to, you know, Singular is going to have to change their system to do that. So by creating a creative partnership like that, it allowed them to try and create things for the phone that had never been done before and have a partner that helped them do it.
Interesting.
Who would actually change their entire network to do it. Okay. So this looks really neat. I'm super excited.
Save your money, Peter.
You know,
$600.
I'm probably going to wait a little while before I get it, just a couple months to see. But I might switch to Singular.
You never want to buy the first generation of anything anyway.
No. You want to make
Well, that's going to take you a year, year and a half if you're not going to buy the first generation.
Yeah.
So, are you going to wait a year and a half, 2 years?
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see what people say.
Hit it up.
All right. So I came back from CES. So I'll do it quickly. If you want a full CES, you know, rundown.
Right, Aaron.
Go to another site.
Yeah. CES meaning the Consumer Electronics Show.
Consumer Electronics Show. I went with my friend Lisa and my friend Jenny, and we saw gazillions and gazillions of things. Most of them were high-definition televisions.
Did Lisa scream and yell?
Yes, we all screamed and yelled. So okay. I already mentioned one, the Sling Box, which it's been out for a while, but they had some really cool stuff there. The main thing is that it's coming out for the Macintosh. So here's one thing. The Canon HV10 high definition video camera. This little thing, teeny, teeny, tiny, fits in your palm of your hand. Canon has a whole line of high definition.
Tiny camera.
This is a 1920 by 1080i. Camera on mini DV for only $1,100.
So it could effectively film in HD? No.
You could put this and screen it.
Yeah.
On a damn screen.
Is this as good as the camera you've already got?
No, but they have that's kind of the bottom line of their HD.
So the only thing missing on this thing is lenses, effectively.
No, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's their bottom of the line HD, but the fact you can get an HD camera for $1,100 that fits in the palm of your hand is amazing. Canon, again, has a whole line of HD, starting with that, going up to their professional.
Right.
So there must be like five or six. But just go to Canon.com.
Crazy.
They've got, anyway, they were
That's
pretty
a
cool
small ass camera, too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We went to the LG booth. They had all sorts of plasmas and LCDs. But they had some tech demos there, and one of which was a 3D television. No glasses, nothing like that. Shit was coming out of the damn television, and I saw it.
So it was like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future when he goes to the future, and Jaws reaches out
you
and grabs
it. You stood
him.
Right in front of the television, and this shit was coming out.
Now, what happened if you took like a couple of steps to the left or right?
It didn't work.
Okay, so
you could not sell this television for the public, but it was a first step. I was pretty amazing.
Right, so directly on, it really did, was 3D.
Shit was coming out of the screen. I'm telling you, it was 3D.
How many people can sit and watch it? One, two?
We were all crowded around there. There's probably about 20 people could crowd around and actually see it. We were all there was such a big crowd. We were all on top of each other. It was like an ant hill. The small ant was trying to get to the top just to see this thing. It was pretty crazy.
Did Lisa throw down any kung
so
fu?
So it can only work on material specifically made for it?
You have to build, you got to build 3D. You know, it's not going to.
The porn industry will be on that like white on rice.
She's coming right at me.
Yeah, maybe.
And she is.
Sony had an ebook reader, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
You could put full PDFs with pictures, so black and white pictures. You could read like comics. They had anime and stuff all on there.
Nice.
They have a whole website. You can download them and pay for them. Easy to read. Chapters flip by really quickly. I thought it was pretty cool.
Did they have anything that was a handwriting decoder, like taking your own handwriting, like you write it down and it converts it into text? I always wait for them to, because they're improving that every year, and I'm just waiting for it to finally catch up.
Yeah, a lot of the tablets do that, and I hear they're getting good. This one, a little
still a little too expensive. It was like $200-$300. Hmm. So they just need to get that price down just a little bit, and then it actually would be pretty cool.
Perfect gift for the rich illiterate.
Yes. Bling. This is a company. They had really cool speakers and eye cameras, or eye cams for your PC or Macintosh. They're just kind of like designer products for your computer, and they look really cool.
They're really slick looking.
Yeah. A lot of these popped up, so you would like
sort of an R2-D2 top on the camera.
Yeah,
you would pop
the top of it, and the camera would come popping out. And anyway, really cool designy type stuff. Well, I'll put a link to it, but I'll pass the book around here. I'm going quickly because there was so much. This is the thing that got... I don't even know if I have it. This is the thing that got Lisa all jazzed up. We saw a whole bunch of MP3 and video players that were teeny, teeny, tiny. And Moby Blue was a small video player that we saw like the first day. There was one that was the size of a die, that played video. The one side of it was a little video screen. Now, obviously, it's a little ridiculous, but they had some ones that were maybe about 2 inches, two and a half inches, that you could put on a keychain and hold, like, you know, several hours of video. And that was pretty cool. Like, if you could just attach your keychain.
Extrapolate that out to your glasses, and then you just slide on your pair of glasses and you can watch your movie.
Well, maybe, but for, you know.
And if you get the right 3D software, you could watch it in 3D.
But you could buy this today. Just have, like, your demo reel or whatever, some things, you know, funny clips, put on your keychain and just be able to show it around.
That's pretty cool.
And finally, the one thing I want to talk about is it was the year of HD at CES. I must have seen 800 different models of HD televisions.
So it's who's going to do it the best for cheapest?
I can't tell you. I mean, there were so many. I wasn't there. Did it in an absolute extensive comparison. I mean, you're still going to have to do it yourself. Plasmas and LCDs. The one thing, though, I did notice is that there wasn't. It was all 1920x1080p full true HD. There was nothing below that. Everybody's selling full-on HD now.
Okay.
No ED television, none of that bullshit. There wasn't one single television that wasn't at that resolution. The plasmas and the LCDs were looking really good. Higher contrast ratios, higher refresh rates, higher bit depth, all that stuff. And so these televisions were looking damn good, and they're getting huge 108-inch LCDs and shit like that.
Wow.
So anyway, there are going to be some great televisions coming out, so keep your eyes
peeled.
Literally.
I thought that the 1080p, there's the 1080, and what's the one that's...
1080i, 1080p are the two...
And there's one below it, right?
720p, 720i, 480i, 480p.
I think what I read was that the 1080 actually had some problems in terms of... not being as good for very quick action and motion. And it was the one below it that was better.
1080p, if you're watching a movie in 1080p, you're watching that movie at 24 frames a second.
Okay.
And if anybody has sat in a theater and watched a helicopter camera fly over a vista, you notice that it's stuttery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it will look exactly like it did in the movie theater.
Okay.
So if you don't like what it looks like in a movie theater, you're not going to like watching a movie.
Got it.
Hmm.
So that's the problem. Hmm. But to me, that's the way it was filmed. That's the way it's going to look. It's not going to help you out. So,
All right. Shall we move to movies?
Let's move our last category.
Last category, movies. Actually,
sorry, comic book fans. We need to find somebody to drop in on these moments.
Hey, we're not doing RPGs either, so.
Oh, actually we are. I've got some board games. Can I run through some board games real quickly?
Sam.
I'm going to say them.
Say them.
Tide of Iron. Big-ass World War II board game with lots of miniatures. Shogun. Point-to-point war game with a big dice tower thing. GURPS Martial Arts.
You just wanted
love
to
GURPS.
Say that.
Love martial arts. Love GURPS martial arts. GURPS Ultra Tech. Lots of gadgets, lasers, blasters, all sorts of stuff. Tannhauser. Tannhauser is a board game that kind of looks like Arkham Horror, but it's a World War II horror game.
Ooh.
That's not in English yet, but it is coming out. The thing looks beautiful. Unbelievable Ooh. Looking artwork. Talisman coming out, being reissued.
Reissue of Talisman.
Woohoo! We don't know what edition, what it's going to look like.
It's going to be three. You know it's going to be three.
I hear they're redoing it, that they're taking a combo of all of them, but I hope they don't have the art style of three.
I would love to see a modern board.
I've heard.
You know?
We'll see. I just hope it's pretty.
Keep it going.
Battle lore expansions.
Cool.
I want to see extra miniatures. I want to see undead figures, all that stuff. And I can't wait to get John Wick on our show to talk about maybe upcoming. I hear he's under the weather.
Yeah, John Wick, get well soon.
Yep. So once he feels better, he's going to come on our show. We're going to talk about role-playing games, and I'm excited to see what he's got.
Excellent. All right. Movies. Hit it.
And well, maybe Marvel, the board game.
So I've got a chronological list of stuff coming up.
Okay. Mine are not chronological. I have my favorites and my least favorites. So we'll see what you hit, and I'll see if I can fill in the holes.
All right. Well, I'm doing a scattershot of all the big release stuff. March 9th, The 300.
Great.
300's on my list.
The big major release of the year.
It's going to look amazing.
May 4th, Spider-Man 3.
Woohoo!
Something definitely to look forward to. May 11th, 28 weeks later, the long-awaited follow-up to 28 days later.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
Really?
Yes. May 18th, Shrek the Third.
Yep. I forgot that.
Yeah, it looks like everything's ass humor, which bothered me.
Well, I mean, the Shrek has always been funny for kind of its timing and the patter speak.
Hopefully.
Not really for its intelligence. It's not a bright series.
I think the very first one was brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty clever. The first one's pretty clever.
I'd say it's clever, but I wouldn't say it's smart.
I thought the first one was incredibly smart. I think the second one took a big dive down. It was still all right, but it wasn't the first one.
Right.
The third one,
Let's hope they don't pull their jokes out of their ass on this
one. One I haven't heard of until actually earlier this week. May 18th, the release of 1408.
Yep.
John Cusack and Samuel Jackson in basically a haunted house movie.
1408 is about a man who is a skeptic, a hardcore skeptic who investigates a hotel room 1408 and crap happens.
Oh.
That's actually on my bad movie list because I saw some stuff on it and it didn't look bad.
I don't know much about it.
You'll love it, Don.
I saw the cast and the content. Because we know Samuel L. Jackson would never lend his name to a bad movie.
Right,
exactly.
It's the antithesis of that.
Snakes on this motherfucking plane! That's a good movie.
May 25th, Pirates of the Caribbean. At World's End.
My friend Reggie Lee taking over the lead.
Has to be put on the list, you know?
He was the headless...
He's Jack Sparrow?
He was the headless shell guy. He's going to be one of the main villain bad guys.
Oh.
Remember, so he was the
like
shell guy who's...
Fourth or
who's
fifth
head,
lead.
Yeah, fourth or fifth... Shut up. Go on, Don. Ignore Aaron's assiness.
My best friend's going to take over the lead role.
Ninth or tenth lead.
Guard number six.
Damn, the shell guy's going to be getting it on with Keira Knightley? What happens with... Okay.
You all can go to hell.
June 15th.
Here
I am. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm putting this on the list. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
You're looking forward to that?
On my
suck
list.
No. It's just on my list.
On my suck list.
That's on my
chronological list of all movies coming out this year that jumped out at me.
Could be... Looked at as
cool.
By our fans,
geeky.
Right, as geeky.
July 4th, the Transformers movie.
Woohoo!
July 13th, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Okay, I have seen...
Oh, that's this year?
I have seen footage for the Transformers movie, and it's going to blow some crap up. It's going to blow us out of the water. It looks so good.
The special effects, how hard is it to do special effects in this day and age?
I'm concerned
about the story, you know, like...
And talking cars.
I actually know a bit about that, but I can't talk about it on the air, so I'll tell you later. Go.
Okay. I only know the inside stuff that our listeners have been sending us that sounded so disheartening. July 13th, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. July 27th, The Simpsons Movie.
Yes.
Please don't suck. Please don't suck. July 27th, Stardust by Neil Gaiman.
Yep.
Yay!
August, I don't know. I didn't like the book that much. I thought it was a cute little fairy tale, but I didn't like it
the
that
book
much.
Struck me as nice.
Yes.
I mean,
it's okay.
Anything by Neil Gaiman I tend to think is well above average, so yep. I'm talking down to it a
little
bit.
I don't know
bit,
if it'll be great, but
we saw a lot of clips at Comic-Con.
If he did Sandman, that would be another story. Go on.
Yeah. I just hope it's not another... what was the BBC series that just sucked all the life?
Right. Dark Knight, whatever it is. You know,
Underworld, Dreamworld,
yes,
something like
the
that.
The first really cool book that he wrote.
God damn it. I can't believe I can't remember names of anything today. August 3rd, The Bourne Ultimatum.
Yes.
August 17th.
Wait, is that a Bourne, a Michael Bourne? Or a,
yeah.
It Bourne. Is? They're
it's
doing
the third of the
trilogy. Yeah, third of the trilogy.
It's okay. The second one wasn't anything like the second book. The third one better not be anything like the third
book.
Well,
the second one was just not terribly an interesting movie.
The Bourne Identity wasn't anything like the first
one. I enjoyed the first one. Like, I enjoyed the
really
first
enjoyed
movie.
The first one.
It was really great.
I liked both of them, kind of, but I liked the book a lot.
The first one was great.
I've met a lot of people who read the books and were really seriously unimpressed with the movies. So,
well, if you'd read the book, the first book, it was genius, mm-hmm. and they lost quite a bit of that genius. They just didn't know how to do it.
Gotcha.
I liked it.
August 17th, The Invasion. I have not heard much about this, but it sounds like yet another remake of Revenge of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, I saw that title and read about it, but I was like, it doesn't look like anything new, so I didn't put it on my list. You never know.
I'm spitting out everything we got.
Never know.
September 21st, Resident Evil Extinction. Mila Jovovich returns.
On my suck list.
Dog foo. Yeah. Those zombies, you can blow the hell out of them, but if you do some kung fu on them, they drop.
Die.
I actually enjoyed the first movie. The second movie was a little too MTV rock video for me.
I ignore you. Go.
October 5th. I'm not sure if this belongs on my list or not, but The Golden Age. That is the sequel to Elizabeth.
Huh.
Which I really enjoyed. So.
Huh.
There you go.
Really? A sequel to Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to do that.
Huh.
October 19th, 30 Days of Night, which I didn't even know they were making into a movie.
Is that Vampires Up in the
Vampires
Arctic?
In the Arctic.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
November 16th, Beowulf by Neil Gaiman.
That looks fantastic.
December 7th, His Dark Materials, The Golden Compass. December 21st.
The Golden Compass is Philip Pullman. Good children's book. It has three books in the series. The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, something else. Can't think of the third
Red
one.
Something.
I don't know. First book, great. Second, third, drop the ball big time. So I can't see a good movie
coming out
of it.
That seems to be pretty opinion-based because I've met other people who felt the opposite.
Really?
I have met a lot of fans for it who felt like the first book was nice, but the real meat of everything happened in the second.
But you can still make just one good movie based off it.
I liked it, but it is a very unusual book, and I never would have thought of it for
a movie.
Yeah, unusual. So I'm curious to see how they do it.
Yeah, a lot of it seems very conceptual. That comes across in the prose. But let's see. December 21st, just in time for Christmas, Alien versus Predator, Survival of the
On the suck list.
I didn't put that on my list at all.
And four movies that have no dates associated with their release as of yet. Day of the Dead, the remake of the George Romero classic.
Right.
Sin City 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soul Calibur, the movie.
I heard that that's possibly getting tanked.
Oh, what about Dead or Alive, the movie? That's coming out.
I haven't heard of that.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet. 2008 right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But what could possibly be taking that? They already have the footage in the can.
It's really hard to get the costumes to stay on the women with little material.
All the special effects.
They just keep falling off.
All right. What are the other
ones? Last one on my list is Daywatch, sequel to Nightwatch.
Yep. Yay.
Oh.
Which has already come out in Russia and blown all of Nightwatch's records out of the water.
Okay.
Did you say Spider-Man 3?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say Pathfinder?
No.
No.
That's the Viking.
Yeah. Looks interesting.
Dances with Wolves movie. Grindhouse. That's the Tarantino Rodriguez kind of.
That's going to be gross, but yeah. Go ahead.
But that looks fun. It's like their homage to slasher films. What, you know, Rose McGowan with a machine gun leg, one missing leg, and so she just replaces it with a machine gun.
Yes. It's odd.
It's weird. The Number 23. About
the number 23 screw. Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
Jim Carrey, right?
Jim Carrey.
Like the number 23 infects his life, and they're you know, if this is you add it together, that's four, which is reduces to a 23. It made me nervous because I watched it, and I'm number happy anyway. Like numbers, like I'll count, I'll walk up steps, and like the numbers keep on playing in my head. All the time.
The numbers are playing.
So I watched that, and I saw the number 23 all that day. So I don't know if I want to do that to myself when I watch the film, because it'll be months before I get it out.
Snort.
Brain candy for the obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, exactly.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. You forgot that.
TMNT, man. On the suck list. On the suck list.
This could be...
It could be great. I have
no
faith.
It could be another Warriors of Virtue.
Oh, wow. Produced by five doctors. Go ahead.
All right. Live Free or Die Harder.
Yeah, on the suck
list. I have a bad feeling.
I'm just angry at them for increasing my commute.
Rush Hour 3 comes out this year, I think, too.
Jackie's getting old. I don't know.
I know, but
I think it's going to be another bunch of Asian. Hey, you're Asian. Hey, you're black. Hey, you're Asian.
Well, that's what
hey,
the whole thing's about.
Yeah, well, no, but then there were cool martial arts.
Well, how
and
many
I think
other
Jackie's...
Asian black team ups can you think of?
And then they get cloned together and become Blasian.
Nice. Bruce Lee and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Or Ak. How about Hellboy? Blood and Iron, I think, comes out this year, too.
I did not see that.
Possible.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I hear that the remake of Westworld, the one... I'm a little nervous about this because they're remaking Westworld.
How could anything go warring?
I know. I put that in my worried list.
All right.
And finally, my last one... Dolomite's Final Throwdown. They're actually doing another Dolomite movie. Can you believe that?
All right, here's a few that you guys both missed.
Dolomite was like an action, black action hero rapper.
Dolomite, man.
Blaxploitation.
Never heard of it.
Blaxploitation film. Like one of the Shaft,
like Cleopatra Jones.
Yeah,
or if they put Asians in it too, it could be Blatian.
But he was a rapper.
Nice.
He would like go after some biatch and then rap about it in the middle of the movie.
Aaron, I never want to hear you say biatch again. So here's a few guys you guys missed. Underdog. The movie is coming out based on the cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Disney.
Underdog! The Dark is Rising, which is a modern-day boy learns on his 11th birthday that he is the Sign Seeker, the last group of immortals who have dedicated their lives to fighting forces of the dark. Could be interesting. B-Movie, which I think is a wonderful premise. B-Movie is the comedic tale of Barry B. Benson, a graduate bee, fresh out of college, who is disillusioned with the prospect of having only one career choice, honey. On a chance,
bugs,
I mean, come on, yeah, it's
sequel.
Bugs. On a chance opportunity to go outside the hive, Barry's life is saved by a woman, Vanessa, a florist in New York City. As the relationship blossoms, Barry's eyes are open to the world of humans as his student discovers that people partake in the mass consumption of honey. Armed with this information, Barry realizes his true calling in life and decides to sue the human race for stealing the bee's honey. As a result, the bee and the human communities get involved in ways they never had before, each one of them pointing a finger at the other.
That's like a pot script. You must have been pot.
I got to tell you.
It's completely a pot script.
Yeah. I actually think it sounds awful.
I think it's...
That
oh, really?
Doesn't sound even vaguely
But I've got a bee movie myself that I'm working on, so I, you know... Kind of
you're
jealous.
Upset that the bee
they,
movie came out.
They
right?
stole our title.
Right.
Yeah.
You okay. Go for a bee's life.
Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, of course, which is Natalie Portman, Dustin Hoffman, and Jason Bateman, set in a magical toy shop which affords adults the opportunity to retrain a child's sense of magic and wonder in their lives. A clerk must decide whether she wants to run the store after its current owner dies.
Hey, what's that one that's coming out soon? It's an old child's tale...
Alt Child's Tale?
It's a children's book.
He spoke
ogres, in Leedspeak. Ogres, something about a... Shit, Maureen used to read it, too.
Where the Wild Things Are, or what?
No, forget it. I don't remember.
Another Narnia book?
No, it's like a... I just saw a trailer today.
All right, movies I can't wait to see sucking. Hannibal Rising.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, yes it is. Hannibal Lecter, back again. Ghost Rider, of course.
Ugh.
Blades of Glory. It's basically Will Ferrell and
Jackie Chan.
No, Will Ferrell and Zoolander, Derek Zoolander.
Oh,
are they ice skaters?
Ben Stiller, and they're ice skaters. They're a male ice skating paired skater.
Oh, that could be.
I thought that was Will Ferrell.
That actually sounds hysterical.
Yeah, it is. But... I said Will Ferrell, and I did say Will.
Did
Ferrell.
Did you say Will Ferrell
out loud?
Yeah. All right, keep going.
Listening to me is hard. I know it's okay.
I thought you said someone else entirely.
The Invisible. Follows a teenager who, after being attacked and left for dead, finds himself in limbo, invisible to the living, and racing against time to find his body before he truly perishes.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oy vey. You said Live for Resident Evil. Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Oh, God.
I cannot imagine this could possibly...
Why did that man turn his back on Blackadder?
I don't know.
There were some good Mr. Bean. Like, the
yes.
Mr. Bean Christmas special was good.
But Blackadder was usually wonderful.
Blackadder rocked the house.
Right.
You know?
Enchanted. Beautiful Princess Giselle is banished by an evil queen from her magical musical animated land and finds herself in the gritty reality of the streets of modern-day Manhattan. Yeah.
Animated or not?
Animated. It's going to be... They're going to do Wizard of Oz. The Mist, Stephen King book, now turned into a thing. Horrible. 10,000 BC, prehistoric epic. I Am Legend, they are remaking. AVP2, obviously.
And they're putting... What's his name? Who's the... the actor.
Not Nick Cage.
Justin Townsend.
No, I it's...
Can't think of his name.
All right,
let's move on. We're at 2 hours. Let's move on.
What's, you know, what's right. the guy's
name? Will Smith?
Will Smith is the
yes.
lead.
The Eye. This is on the suck list, of course. A blind woman undergoes a corneal transplant that restores her sight. Her new eyes, however, allow her to see ghosts. The woman sets out to uncover the origins of her cornea the history of its donor.
How many times have we done that plot?
Yeah.
The Hand.
Yeah. And National Treasure
2,
The Book of Secrets.
I can't even believe
I cannot believe they're making National Treasure 2.
The first one made money.
I don't know why, but it made money.
But you didn't hear about the boob job? It's this, you know, reusing a boob, you know, fake boob, and the boob comes to life, and she absolutely
makes her into a sex maniac. You watch too much porn. Go.
Yeah, exactly. There
you
go.
All right,
you
finally subscribed to Cinemax.
He did.
No.
Is that it?
That's it.
No, actually, I have one quick little.
All right, it's got to be fast. We're at 2 hours.
The internet. So, whether or not this happens or not, but Pirate Bay is a Swedish file sharing site. It's because it's been in Sweden, been able to get away with not being sued for a long time, but now Sweden's under a lot of assault.
International pressure.
So Pirate Bay is thinking about buying its own nation to circumvent international copyright laws. There's an island of Sealand. It's not really an island, but it's 7 miles off the coast of southern England. It was settled in 1967 by English Major Paddy Roy Bates. Bates proclaimed Sealand a state, issuing passports, etc.
And so they're going to buy a country.
Declaring himself Prince Roy. So anyway, his son is selling it, and they're thinking of buying it, and that would mean that they would never, ever be able to be shut down, you know,
that's
by
like
lawsuit.
That's like the plot of the Cryptonomicon. Kind of.
I don't recall that aspect of the Cryptonomicon.
Well, they put their server in international water so that they can't... Never mind.
Oh, I guess they did do that, yeah.
I have a fun geek link to wrap things out. The Terry Pratchett reference page, where a bunch of fans of Terry Pratchett have gotten together and added their own annotations to all of his books, everything he has ever written, clarifying every reference he's making to everything, everywhere.
Wow.
As
if the books weren't annotated enough.
Well, these are genuine annotations. They're not the comical ones.
Huh.
But some of their annotations annotate his annotations.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So for the Terry Pratchett fans out there, it's worth just kind of popping in and looking around for a bit and realizing there are people out there just as geeky as you are.
And I hated MLA
the
first
time. It's a happy
thing.
All righty. That's 2007. We've got cons and television shows and movies and video games and
iPhones.
Lots and lots and lots of material for our show. And
more importantly, I think all of us have discussed that we just feel good about 2007.
It's coming.
I'm going to rock it.
It feels like a good year.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway,
it'll be a good year.
I hope you guys all follow us who are listening to 2007. Lots of cool interviews and just good topics. I think we've got some really interesting ideas coming up. So everybody have a good geek week. Bye, guys.
Geek week.
Be well.
iPhone, you phone, we all phone for iPhone.
Geek it out.